Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Gaffney's here. Steve is back. He's a longtime Brain Trust member, a dozen years or so. He's been hanging out with us. He's our honesty expert, and we expect nothing less from him. Just Be Honest is one of his books. Also, Honesty Works. Honesty Works, Honesty Sells, you're starting to get the picture. And now he's got a new book out called Be a Change Champion. He wants to talk about the momentum part of change, right, Stephen?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me back.
Welcome back. It's always a pleasure to have you back. So, Stephen, my audience knows that over the years, I've talked a lot about change on this show. I've written a lot about it in my writing. And had other experts on. And one of the things I've stressed over the years is that dealing with change is initially the CEO's job. And I'm trying to get small business owners to spend more time as the CEO of their company. But it's not enough with change just to manage it, just to deal with it. When change is moving at light speed these days. And taking our breath away, the velocity, you got to be able to lead change. You can't just manage it, right?
Absolutely. And I think the big component that's missing when we're leading change is anticipating the problems with change and how we're going to keep up the momentum of change. So I wrote the book, Be a Change Champion. Turns out there really is no other book dedicated to how to keep up the momentum of change.
Now, here's that sounds like an odd thing to say, Stephen. I'll tell you why. Because most of us believe that change doesn't need to have any help with momentum. Most of us believe it's moving just fast enough, maybe a little too fast for a lot of us. So when you say the momentum of change, are you saying you're trying to get changed, you're trying to compress the time between one generation and the next? Or how is the momentum applied in your idea?
When we launch a change, we need to anticipate resistance and problems. You know, if I said to you, I know of an organization that has over 1 million employees and it's the best in the world, would you want to learn from them? And
yep.
Most people say, of course. Well, that's the U.S. military.
Mm-hmm.
And having worked with the military, government, as well as the corporate world, and so I cut across all these different industries and market segments, I've learned a lot of best practices that I take to another. And one of the best practices I've learned from the U.S. military is they have a great quote that says, no plan survives first contact with the enemy.
Right.
In other words, they know that when you hit the ground, mm-hmm. things are going to change. But the problem is that a lot of people who lead change don't think about that. And when there's a problem, employees or people in response say, oh, here we go again, another change that fails. And here's the astonishing statistic. Over 70% of organizational change fail to achieve their desired and original
right.
objective.
So when you're talking about change, then, you're presuming that we have some control, some order over the change that's going forward. It's not the change that's hitting us from all directions. When you say momentum of change, maintain the momentum of change, you're talking about the change that we ourselves are leading and that we have claimed.
Yes, but if you're not leading, you're following.
That's
one of my
right.
favorite quotes is, if you're not progressing, you are regressing. When you look at society and you look even as human beings, we are always growing and advancing. Consider this. In 2004, a 74-year-old man ran a marathon, 54 minutes and 44 seconds, which was 4 minutes faster than the gold medalist in 1896. So in other words, consider this. The gold medalist in 1896 runs a race with a 74-year-old man in 2004. So if you could pit those two together, the 74-year-old man would have won by 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Here's the reason why. Because we're always advancing. So if you don't anticipate advancements, growing your business, you are falling behind. So if you're not leading, you're following.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, and I wrote an article once titled Invention or Extinction, The Choice is Yours.
I love it. I love it.
And so that's what you're talking about. And a friend of mine says you're either green or growing or ripe and rotten.
And here's the kind of mindset that I think we need to have and instill in our organization, as well as the way we approach things, what I call change flexibility. It's a certain kind of mindset that has two tenets. First of all, that change is good. Now, it's interesting how change has got a bad name. People say, oh, I don't like change. That's just ridiculous, and it's a flat-out lie.
Mm-hmm.
How many people are married, have children, have moved locations, sought a desired type of job that they really would love to attain, and they attain it? All of those changes, or most of those changes, are things that we sought out. People like change as long as it's a good and beneficial change. So the first tenet of the change mindset, change flexibility mindset, is change is good. Second is that we need to expect changes to the changes. Somehow we launch changes or are involved in changes, and we think that once we launch it, we're done with it. No, we are just beginning.
Mm-hmm. So what's next in change momentum? Once we get to that point.
Yeah, so there's 10 aspects that in the book, Be a Change Champion, that we need to consider. The first one, and they're outlined in the book, but one of the first ones is to beware of exit ramps. So what happens is in a change when there's problems is we say, uh-oh, we get scared and we get spooked. And we get off, it's like driving down the road and just getting scared because you're in a traffic jam. Well, it may make sense to take an exit ramp, but for the most part, we need to know where we're going and keep with the plan with adjustments. Mm-hmm. So what I see a lot of organizations do, and they get sidetracked because they lose the original objective of where they're headed. And you know what's fascinating? I get dropped into these organizations, and I'll start asking people, what's the outcome of the change? And everybody has a different perspective of the outcome because we've lost sight of the destination. Mm-hmm. So one of the first keys is to beware of exit ramps and keep with the overall program. Of course, make adjustments, but know where you're going and keep your eye on the prize.
An exit ramp is a shiny object that somebody lurches toward and takes you off your path.
Absolutely.
Is that right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, and that happens. Even consider this.
It happens all the time. Especially if you haven't identified the true north of your change.
Yeah, in fact, you know, we're talking about change on an organizational level, but let's talk about everything.
Let me say something, because we've got to go to a quick break here. But when I say the true north, you know, that true north, that one thing that you need to get, you want to maintain momentum for, it needs to be simple, doesn't it, Stephen?
Absolutely.
It can't
be complicated. We can talk about how to make it simple.
I want to talk about that when we come back, how to make it simple. Because if you're trying to move your organization forward, folks, this change thing that you're working on, it can't be complicated. 20 after, right back with Stephen Gaffney. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.